The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Did you know that to catch their dinner, whales can really make waves? And they're picky. Biologists monitored killer whales hunting in the ice floes off the western Antarctic Peninsula, finding they snub the more abundant crab-eating seals in favor of Weddell seals. These killer whales would identify then attack Weddell seals almost exclusively, even though they made up only about 15% of the available seal population. Here's how they made their kill. The whales, sometimes as many as seven alongside one another, would charge the ice floe, creating a wave that either washed the seal off the ice or broke the ice into smaller pieces that were then more vulnerable to another attack. And once the seal washed off the ice, the killer whales worked as a group to keep it from hauling onto the safety of another ice floe. Away from the ice, the whales attempted to tire and eventually drown the animal by pulling it underwater by its hind flippers. Eventually, the seal would succumb to exhaustion, and the killer whale pod typically divvied up their catch underwater.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.